Good morning, parents and carers. To start the half term at the end of this first week, if I do an audio recording, as I said in the recent newsletter, thank you to everyone who gave some feedback with regards to the audio recordings and the balance between newsletters. So what I'll aim to do is every 2 weeks, a switch between an audio and now in 2 weeks time, doing a formal newsletter so that everyone can refer then to key dates and key things that are going on in school. And the audios will just be, I suppose, touching base and update as to how things are going in school, in that interim period. But with everything going on in the Ukraine and the injustice and war, I'd like to start with a prayer. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, there can be no peace where people's rights are not respected. Today we will meet many people whose lives may be curled up in the fists of fear. Help us to bring peace as a daily gift to others by feeding their deepest hungers, defending their human rights, and taking the risk of speaking the truth today. May we all bring peace by making peace in our worlds. Amen. St. Francis of Assisi, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As a school, we're doing as much as we can to support with the atrocities in the Ukraine. There's fundraising activities going on, and lots of prayer, of course, and a kindness as we open up and can be open to the idea of students who might need to join us from the Ukraine as well over time, and families coming into our community. There's a lot of work that went on over the Easter break, and you might have seen in our social media posts. So really good to have the sports hall completely renovated, completely new floor. The basketball nets and backboards will be delivered in the next couple of weeks, new goals, etc. So the sports hall gets a lot of use, in fact, used by every student in the school. So great to have that, you know, sort of completely new flooring especially, but then a freshen up as well. Lots of other work around school. The Peace Garden's pretty much complete now. The Food Technology Room have brand new food tables, lots of signage updated, fans in the canteen, extractor fans to again help with that service, a service that so many students use. So lots and lots of work over the course of the Easter break, and hopefully, well, students always do treat with the environment with respect, and they're excellent at that. And it's really important for us as a leadership team that we update the facilities and keep them, you know, excellent for the students, because then we can expect the best back as well. Lots of work in terms of revision and revision sessions that went on over the Easter break as well. So I thank the staff very much who put on sessions for year 11 and 13, and a massive thank you and appreciation to the students who were arriving during their holiday, pushing the envelope to make sure that we get the best for all and the best outcomes as well. It's a relatively short half term, so we've got the bank holiday Monday on the Monday coming. So the school is closed on Monday the 2nd of May to all students and staff, and then we pick up again. Great to invite everyone back then on the Tuesday as well. But as I say, otherwise a fairly short half term, lots to focus on: D of E expeditions, parents evening for year 9 on the 17th of May, and lots of great work to do every day, 6 periods a day, with everyone working together. Again, keeping up the mantra that we're on the same team, that we're all trying to achieve the same goals, that I don't get it right every time, that every member of staff gets it perfect every time, and neither the students. But again, there's nothing that's insurmountable in our school, that we can't work together for the betterment of all of our students and your children. So, quick update. Hope everyone has a great day and a lovely long bank holiday weekend. God bless.